You're listening to the Incarcerated Christian Podcast, where we shine light on the dark side of Christianity and how it affects people and communities. I'm Robin Mitchell Stroud, and I'm here with my co-host, Deborah Levy Martinelli. We'll be covering a variety of topics, from individual survivor stories, including our own, to the influence of religion on our national politics. To learn more about the podcast, visit our website, theincarceratedchristian.com, or connect with us on TikTok and Instagram at The Incarcerated Christian, and on Twitter at @TICC_podcast_. Now, on to the show.
Hi, everyone. We have a big announcement for you today. We have done more than 30 episodes now of The Incarcerated Christian Podcast, and we're going to be making some changes. The first of which is that Robin is going to be moving forward with a newly branded and a newly revamped, really, podcast. And I am stepping out. I have started a different chapter in my life that we won't go into, but just suffice it to say that it seemed like the right time for me to step out and for her to take it over as a sole personality.
Boo! And also, I'm happy for you, but boo! Boo for me! Big, yes, we have done, this will make it north of 30. And you know what I learned when I was looking up data about this? I learned that 47% of podcasts produce three or fewer episodes, 47%. And then of that core group of podcasts, only 7% with more than 10 episodes have posted anything in the last 30 days. So unintentionally, we're sort of in an elite group of podcast producers. And I was reading about why that is. It's because it's hard to produce content and it's hard to sustain it if it's not, especially if it's not your full-time job. For us, it's not our full-time job. It's been a passion project. But yeah, as Big says, we are going to be, I don't even know how to say this. We were just talking before we got on the recording that I've been particularly avoiding this episode. Like, no, bestie, you can't go. But also, yay, bestie.
Yeah, we're still besties. We're just not going to do the podcast anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to do the podcast anymore. You are, and your life has changed considerably. I'm not sure how much of that you want to talk about, but particularly as it relates to the podcast, why don't you tell our listeners what's going to happen next?
I will do that because it's a big driver for the shift. I mean, in this past year, one of my favorite expressions, life got lifey. So I sunset careers at one university. We both moved to different states. I started a job at a new university in a new area. So yeah, it just felt like the Incarcerated Christian brand felt really right when we were living in Oklahoma. Now I live in California. And it's a little bit limiting in terms of my role. I work at the University of Southern California in the Office of Religious and Spiritual Life. And revamping the podcast will just allow me to bring more in. So yeah, more guests, make it broader because there's so many interesting people and so much good stuff that I'm around right now.
Do you have a name for the new podcast?
I have one, but I'm still playing with it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be called Unlocking Spirituality. And it goes right with the jam of what we've been doing. The Incarcerated Christian has been about shining a healing light on some of the dark side of religious experiences to help people break free, heal, and live a spiritually abundant life. That's kind of our tagline. Unlocking Spirituality lets me continue to do that just in a broader way. So yeah, so that's, I'll be working on that over the break, but I'm sure going to miss you. The lovely thing is that the kinds of guests that we've hosted on our podcast will be exactly the same kinds of guests. I'll just get to go broader. So yeah, that's the big change. And honestly, that vibe thing is real. Like the vibe that the incarcerated Christian held for the 2 years we've been doing it, 2 years, year and a half, I'm not sure. Anyway, that vibe was the right vibe at that time. And now I feel like it's unlocking spirituality will, it just feels better. I don't know how else to say it. It just feels more right for where I am now. Yeah. So that's kind of it.
Do you have a time frame when you're going to launch the new one?
I'm hoping in January. I think it can be in January, but for sure by February. I'm going to be launching another one at the same time. So it's one that's more grounded at the University of Southern California. So yeah, but it should be by February, but I'm looking hopefully at the new year. And, you know, we'll do a little revamp of our website and some of our social media. The nice thing is, I'm glad you said this because it just reminded me, all of our current content will continue to live in our library. I'm just going to add to it. So if people are looking for the Incarcerated Christian podcast or any of the episodes with the guests that we have talked with over the past however many months, they're still going to be able to find it. I'm just going to start to add the Unlocking Spirituality episodes with it. So, or add to it. So, yeah.
So the social media will be similar, the same. How are you going to reach out to listeners?
I am very much hoping, I'm not very tech savvy, as you know, but I'm very much hoping that I will just continue on with the same accounts, change the name. And I know that there's a way I can change. I don't know. This is where my kids are so helpful. I don't know. But anyway, yes, I'm hoping that it will just continue to be what it is, but I will, like, all of the content will live where it lives. And then I'll just change the name, but somehow keep it connected to the existing accounts. As you know, I think I narrowed it down to Instagram because that's the one that's the most manageable for me. But at some point, you know, that'll get better. I have to learn the social media. Also, I'm at a university where I'm hoping that I can get a student to help me with some of these projects like we used to have.
Well, we did, but we never had students working on our podcast. It was always just you and me and the production company that helps us put the final product together. I don't know how much our listeners know about creating and maintaining a podcast. It's a ton of work, and it was a labor of love for us.
Yes, it was a labor of love. And it's been great. I mean, I'm one of those people, I enjoy re-listening to some of the episodes, especially with some of my favorite guests. Yeah, they don't get old. So yeah, it's a labor of love. It's a lot of work, which is why it's mainly a three and done situation with podcasts. Isn't that fascinating to learn that? I was actually surprised to learn that.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising. But I think, as I have said for years about any kinds of communication, everybody thinks that they can do it and do it well. And you find out when you try it that that is not the case. You have to put in a lot of work, do a lot of research. You have to learn technical things if you don't know them. You have to learn marketing if you don't know them. You have to learn how to interview if you don't know how to do that. It's just a ton of work. And we hope that we have successfully tackled, maybe not conquered, but at least tackled some of those to the point where it has become an enjoyable and informative podcast.
Yes. And I actually have been learning a lot from you too. You are a champion of this stuff. So I've been getting tutored. But to your point, thank you. If you have been listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback. Definitely want to thank all of our guests that have come on, especially those that have come on more than once. Yeah, it's been great. And we've learned so much. And we hope that it's, you know, settled in on the ears of people for whom it's meant to reach. And that's what I want to continue doing. It's not, you know, the The revamping isn't to totally change the project because I still feel like it's an important project. It's just going to be revamping it in a way that lets it be bigger, broader, and just match the vibe I'm in. I know that sounds very woo-woo, but...
Well, we'll get a feel for the woo-woo after you rebrand.
For sure.
And this might be a really good time for our listeners to give us feedback.
Oh, yeah.
As we complete our almost 2 years. Our first episode aired in May of 21, but we started working on this thing at least a year before that.
That's true.
So we would love to hear, and I know Robin would particularly as she moves forward, to hear what you all think about the content, the topics, the guests, who you liked, what you learned, all of that. If you want to go to our website and send us some comments, that would be great.
Yeah. They can also email it to us at theincarceratedchristian@gmail.com. Yeah. We'd love your feedback, but just thank you I feel so much gratitude, not only for the people that we've spoken with, but for the people listening. I was going to pull the stats today from where we have reached around the globe. It's been very interesting to how far the reach has been, which has been really nice, all over to almost every continent. And, you know, that's fun for us. I mean, I'm going to miss working with you on this, though.
Well, I am looking forward to the new chapter.
For sure.
And it's going to be great. I know that everyone will continue to tune in, and you'll let all of us know when that will be. So listen and look for January of 2023.
Yes. And in the meantime, happy holidays and merry everything you believe in.
Or happy everything, whichever you prefer.
Sure, whichever.
Well, thank you all. We appreciate your listening, and we hope you continue to listen to Robin. So we will close out on that note for the podcast and for 2022.
Yes, and I will catch you on the flip side.
Thank you for listening to the Incarcerated Christian Podcast. We invite you to rate and review our show. And remember, you can find this interview and others on our website, theincarceratedchristian.com, or anywhere you access podcasts. Don't forget to connect with us on Instagram and TikTok at The Incarcerated Christian and on Twitter at @TICC_podcast_. You can find more information about us and our show on our website. Again, that's theincarceratedchristian.com. Until next time, go forth in love and light.